Okay, next question. Assuming they both love Jesus, what would you say to a couple who feel very differently about the direction their life should take? Say one feels called to the mission field and the other is quite sure they belong right here where they are. I believe that the man is called to be the head, according to Ephesians 5. The man is the head of his wife. And that headship implies leadership, protection, and provision. I think those three things are implicit and explicit in the Ephesians text. And that the leadership part then implies that, in general, a woman marries a man understanding that his life calling will govern their relationship. Now, having said that general statement, like when I was dating Noelle, I would ask her, how do you feel about that? If I'm called to do this, how would you feel? If I'm called to do that, how would you feel? Because most women marry men before the men are fixed in their life calling, and they know that the life callings change. And of course, if you don't believe in the biblical view of headship that I do, then you're going to say, well, we're just going to negotiate this 50-50 and figure it out somehow. And so I just think men should make very clear to the women they're courting or dating and say to them, will you follow me wherever God leads me? Now, here's the catch. Jesus said to the men, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Therefore, there is no bone in this man's body that wants to drag his wife where she does not want to go. That's not the way he wants to lead. Jesus doesn't want to lead us that way. He won't drag us to heaven against our will. If we want out, we can get out and then prove that we were never in. But Jesus clearly does not lead coercively. So this is a real problem. I understand that. That's a real problem. It's not simple. And this, let's just assume the man is the one who is dreaming the bigger and harder dream and his wife is slow. I would not urge any precipitous action on his part. I wouldn't say, she's supposed to submit, tell her to submit, buy the tickets, sell the house. That's not the way Jesus leads. It's not the way any man with any brain would lead. However, he is going to say to her, I do believe God is calling us to this. I'm not going to act precipitously. I want you on board with all my heart, and I will give you time. Can we pray about this? Can we do whatever we need to do to grow together in this vision? And I have seen it work. I've seen it work both ways. In this church, where the woman is just fired up for missions, and the man's a businessman, and he's thinking, you're crazy. And I know where they are in the world right now, because he came around, took about 5 years, and he was set on fire, and she was very patient. And I think the man has more authority and more leadership responsibility, but he may also take 5 years. The degree to which a woman's no should trump a man's yes depends in part on how serious her no is. And I don't think you should divorce over a sense of pastoral calling. Like, I'm leaving you if you won't. Of course, that's won't work in the pastoral ministry. So I think that's probably the most important thing to say, is that I want to say to the women, give yourself earnestly to pray through to following your man. And I want to say to the man, don't drag her. Don't coerce her. Don't abuse her. Don't ignore her wisdom. She may see things you don't see, and listen to her. And then patiently, wisely, lovingly win her. to the vision.